Hello and welcome to Talking Politics, a weekly look at the issues out of the Missouri State Capitol and beyond. I'm Scott Kanowski. This week, we delve into the central pieces of legislation facing lawmakers in Jefferson City as we approach the end of session. From education reform to setting the state budget to employee rights, there is still much to be decided before May 30th. Joining us to talk about this will be Columbia Daily Tribune State House reporter Rudy Keller. But first, the usually civil Missouri Senate resorted to verbal jabs last Thursday over the election of judges. Mary McGuire has the story from Jefferson City.
The senator from Lawrence is about to embark upon one of the most partisan things that he could do, running for a partisan judgeship.
Those were Republican Senator Rob Schaff's words to Republican Senator Jack Goodman, who is running for circuit court judge. The Senate was debating a possible constitutional amendment that would modify the nonpartisan commission which nominates state judges. Democratic Senator Joseph Kevany of St. Louis City had some critical words for Schaff.
Don't you see a contradiction here where you want to model the state of Missouri after the federal government? And I don't think I've ever heard a decent word out of your mouth about the federal government.
After nearly 5 hours of debate, the Senate approved the resolution. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Mary McGuire.
The sponsor of a controversial bill that would allow Ameren to increase rates to fund an early site permit for a second nuclear reactor says he's trying to ensure lower rates. Josie Butler spoke with this representative and filed this report.
Republican Senator Brad Lager says the environmental groups are trying to create a government mandate forcing people to buy their products. Environmental groups promote alternative energy plans such as solar or wind projects. But Lager said his responsibility is to ensure the lowest utility rates for the consumers of Missouri.
I'm not going to pick who the winner and loser is. I'm going to create a level playing field for everyone so that if your cost to generate a kilowatt of energy, wherever that is the cheapest, that is where consumers should be able to buy it from.
Environmental activists say the bill would have no economic benefits to Missouri. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Josie Butler.
Next, Rudy Keller is a longtime State House correspondent for the Columbia Daily Tribune. He sat down to talk about the challenges facing legislators as we approach the end of session. Rudy, can you talk to me a little bit about what we can be expecting for the end of this legislature? How much longer do we have in the session?
Well, we've got 3 weeks left in the General Assembly, Scott, and they've got a lot of important bills or bills that they said were important at the beginning of the session. The question is, can they get any of them passed? But some of the biggest issues that were identified by legislative leaders at the beginning of the session are still waiting for final action.
Like what?
Education. Education issues in St. Louis regarding and Kansas City regarding the unaccredited school districts there. There's issues about how the funding that is available is to be distributed. And in some, there are others who want to reduce or eliminate the protections teachers have for their jobs when they've stayed with the district for a considerable number of years, called tenure. It's not exactly the way tenure works on the university campus, but it does provide a little more protection than just being fired at will, fired or hired at will. The issue that seems to be troubling the education issue is that there just doesn't seem to be agreement on any single big issue that is a consensus, and too often it's being tied together with some of the issues that have quite a bit of opposition. So whether they get anything done on that issue or not at all is up in the air.
Now, that seems surprising to me, considering this is a Republican-controlled legislature. How is coming to an accord so difficult?
Well, Republicans have overwhelming majorities in both chambers. But one of the issues they're finding is that that also leads to factionalism, as we saw in the Senate during the budget debate last week. And it also doesn't change some of the other dynamics that are always in the Missouri General Assembly, the urban-rural dynamic. There's also a large number of the Republican legislators who are former educators themselves. And so that makes them reluctant to change the education system in any radical way or a way that some may view as radical, because they've lived it and they've been through it.
Now, going back to the budget that was being debated last week, the Senate, after getting it passed, still faces a $4 million shortfall. How do you fix something like that? Even after coming to an accord in the Senate, they still face a shortfall. How did they get past that point?
Well, you got to realize, first of all, that a shortfall of $4 million is hardly a blip on the state financial radar screen.
Drop in the proverbial bucket.
It's less than 1/10 of 1% of the entire general revenue budget. It's a, you know, it's a rounding error almost. But the more significant factor is that there is no money right now for mid-year adjustments that will have to be made by the General Assembly that will be elected this fall. That is going to cause some people some heartburn.
Now, in that budget battle, we've had the legislature complaining for the majority of session that the governor is aloof, not involved in the political process in a way. How will be setting the budget be? How will that be more difficult going ahead to the end of session?
Where it will be difficult is the political positions that everybody has staked out. You mentioned the blind health care fund. That's a $28 million fund that is all general revenue that was eliminated by the House of Representatives, restored by the Senate, and politically important to the governor.
Okay. So in summation, Rudy, we can say that the biggest issues facing the legislature toward the end of session right now are, let's see, tenure for education and changes to the education policy and also setting the state budget.
Yeah, and then there's a few other things that have been high profile or are important pieces of legislation for the leadership in both chambers, but it just doesn't seem like it's going to make it to the finish line. Senate Pro Tem Rob Mayer has wanted right to work legislation passed for the last 2 years. Both chambers have made it important to try to pass workers' comp changes, including fixing the second injury fund and limits on the ability of people to sue coworkers after accidents at work. Those issues, some of them have made it through and been vetoed in the past by Governor Nixon. Others seem kind of stuck at this point. There's also an attempt to rewrite a bill that was vetoed earlier this year by Governor Nixon on issues of workplace discrimination and what happens to people who are whistleblowers in their workplace. That's another bill that we should see a lot of debate on in the last couple of weeks. Whether it can get to the end is completely up in the air.
All right. Well, Rudy, thank you very much for joining me.
Absolutely. Scott, anytime.
I've been joined by Rudy Keller. He's a reporter with the Columbia Daily Tribune. Well, for all your latest news and more, make sure to go to our website. That's kbia.org. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.